Assalamualaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw that the reason we bench is in order to prevent gaiva. And that was the Sugya on Chafalef. The Sugya on Memches is talking about something else, that we bench in order to thank Hashem for the great bounty He gave us. We saw two parallel Sugyas, which seemingly contradicted each other. But the Meshech Chachma taught us in a wondrous way. They're talking about two different things. And now he continues on with the discussion about how the benching supposed to prevent gaiva. Erech and Dalet Amud Aleph, it says HaKol Chayav Mezimon, everyone is Chayav Mezimon, both Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Frak the Gemara, Kohanim, Pshit, of course Kohanim are Chayav Mezimon, why would you think they aren't? Answers the Gemara, because they're eating Kachim, and Kachim bring Kapara. So Kamash Malan, Ve'achalta V'savatam Rachman V'yisnehu. No, they have to eat and be satiated, and therefore bless Hashem. And that's why they have to bench, perish. Zuck the Meshech Chachma. Sa'akadai techamina, this is in Dibur Maschil, ve'achalta v'savot v'ra. In the middle. Sa'akadai techamina, kevin shzachilu inyan dati v'chok mitzvah, v'mken achilu zu'en agremes li de'avon. Oh, you would think that when you eat holy food, you eat kachem, you eat kaparadika food, it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's not going to bring one to sin. Like stam eating a hot dog, stam you having a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in August, that sometimes can bring to a sin. Chas v'shalom, I only wish you holy barbecues. But not eating kachim, menot tzarech lebarach, and therefore, we don't require bracha, kamash malan, daf bachilas kachim, tzarech shalidat, that zacha alav. Kamash malan, then when you eat kachim, you have to make sure that you don't become haughty. Galfi shem mitzlav lehonis nitno, even though mitzvahs weren't given for hana, b'chos hanas haguf, tika badei lo batil. Nevertheless, the hanas haguf that comes together with it is not batal. That's also considered hanas. You're right, you're doing a mitzvah, but let's be honest, you're also having hana, and that's dangerous. Kama Hashem Rosh Hashanah. Another man of mine, she told Masa Gisham, lo Masa Cham, like it is in Rosh Hashanah, a person makes a neder not to go in a mayan, because he's allowed to go in the winter, but not in the summer. Because in the winter there's no hana, but in the summer there's hana. And what about the mitzvah of tefillah? Hana seguf ain't a betela. But hana seguf isn't batal. And so too, as Rabbi Kuberman points out, earlier in the Gemara, Amudar no mechaver, o mazal of mechatas bimos hageshamim. Rashi says, she'en kanel anos kiyum ha-mitzvah, mitzvah v'honos nitno. Avalo bimos hachama, where there's hana seguf. So you're allowed to sprinkle the waters of the paraduman, somebody who's tamei meis, if this person was made a nether not to get enough from his friends can still sprinkle him, only in the winter, but not in the summer. And when there's no hana in the summer, there is, because together with the mitzvah, there's also hana saguf. This person is liable to be saveya, to be satiated, and to forget, and to become immersed in gasus, in chomrius, in this crass materialism. Even though the achila is a mitzvah, it's close to the godly matter, nevertheless, a person is still liable to go off. And that's why the pasuk says, you're going to eat and you're going to be satiated. So you better be very careful to bless Hashem. Because this sviya brings along with it a sakana, like we see in the context of the psukim, of kicking back at Hashem, v'yishmer yishur and v'yivat, of being rebellious. So now we're going to explain Masha Amru Hatova Meitiv V'yavne Tiknu Aluge Beitar. Everybody asks, what's this Hatova Meitiv that we make the fourth bracha? Because the Haruge Beitar, they had the famous rebellion in Beitar, and they were brought to Kvura. Tonight my wife was in Beitar. That's the Beitar that the Gemara was talking about. A lot of times they're biblical names or Talmudic names, and you don't know if it's the same exact place. For example, today we say Yerushalayim, they call Harnof Yerushalayim, but Harnof isn't Yerushalayim. Harnof is beautiful. It should be Zocha to live in Harnof, but it's not, halachically speaking, it's not Yerushalayim. They still call it that. So there are a lot of places that you have to really be mevarer where exactly they are halachically, because we call it something today. I live near a place called Givon. So is Givon today the same Givon that once was? The Mishkan and Givon, Novin Givon. So we mamish don't know. The Tzarech Hezber Adal Inyan Prati Tiknu Chachamim Bracha Kvur. So what's this Inyan of this Inyan Prati? So the people in Beitar were given to were went to Kvur. So for that, they make a special bracha. Why do you get a special bracha and benching for the fact that Harugei Beitar were nidnu l'kvura? V'od al shinu yayin tzarech l'bracha tova meitiv. V'ze zepel madurak al yayin, also on changing wine, you bring out a better wine, you make a tova meitiv. And that's a wonder. Why only on wine? V'ayin tosis p'sachem v'rash brachas b'zeh. So Rabbi Cooperman quotes the Tosfos. So it says Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarech. Why don't you make a bracha on Shinu Yayin? You don't make a new bracha. But you do make a Tova Meitiv. V'dafka b'Yayin Mevarchem, only Yayin. V'fisha ziblu karmeim b'dmeim shel Yisrael. They would fertilize their vineyards with the blood of the Jewish people. Oh boy. V'atov shelo esrichu, v'ameitiv shenitnu l'kvura. So the good is because the Jewish people didn't rot, their bodies didn't rot. V'ameitiv, that they were able to be buried. The Rosh says, when you bring out a better bread, that's great. Don't you like to eat bread? Make him bracha on a better bread. Why only better yain? Wine makes you happy. Interesting. Today, a lot of people don't like to drink wine, but I personally identify with this because there are not all wines, but there are certain wines that I definitely enjoy. So it's misamech also, because when you drink enough of it, you get a little bit giddy. Vod l'ashkan shir el yayin. So you make a tova meitiv aleph, it's at simcha. B, we find in the Beis Hamikdash shir el yayin. Nisuch hayayin v'shira. Binami kev yayin choshev shekoveh brocha la'atzmo yayin as chashivus. You make a bracha on it. Koveh bracha la'atzmo. The Madonna Yantiv says, "Afal pi she'eino tzarech l'shtia." So, if you're drinking water and you're not thirsty, so you don't make a bracha. But yayin has a chshivus. You make a bracha even if you're not thirsty. True, this is all drinks. And also, when you eat it in the course of a meal, so it's not batel v'amotzi. We usually drink it in Shabbos meals, so we're not used to making hagafen because we already made it on Kiddush. But if you didn't drink from the Kiddush wine, or you stam during the week, you drink wine, even you made hamotzi, it's not batel to the bread, you make its own bracha. So, Roy Levarach alav atov ha-meitiv, said a special chashivus. Inami atov ha-meitiv b'yavne tiknu atov shal esrichu v'ha-meitiv shenit l'kvura, fisha batzru karmem shevashana v'kifu karmem b'harugam, tiknu lomre yayin shu kamo hadam. They cut down their vineyards for 7 years. They did betsira, cutting down the grapes. And they surrounded their vineyards with those who were killed. The goyim. So we said, al hayayin, shehu kamo hadam. Unless maybe it's the Jews, Not sure. Tikkunu lomer ala yayin, but finally the Jews came to Kvura. And I would assume the Jews, you know, that be nene from, so maybe they didn't have a choice. Anyway, next time I ask the Rosh, I'll see him, or you'll drop me a line, you'll tell me. Tikkunu lomer ala yayin, shehu kamo hadam. So they, what does yayin have to do with anything? So first of all, it's their kerem. Bekifu karmein ba'arugein, but also yayin is the same color as blood. That's why they have the famous Christian blood libels that we make matzah with the blood of Jewish of Christian babies. We really don't. We're not allowed to drink blood, but we do drink yayin, and yayin is the same color as blood, and this reminds us of the blood. And we're so happy that nitnu l'kvura. Okay, so what's up with this nitnu l'kvura that we make a bracha on the wine? We make a bracha on benching. So now we explained why wine, why Tove Meitiv on wine. So it also relates to them being Nitnu Lukvura, according to the Russian Tosfos. But what's this benching? Making Hatova Meitiv on Haruge Beitar. Now, Biur, the Kolbirkos HaMazon Nitkan Albinyan Uma Shenivnes Tzivchar Tzivchar. Tzivchar is not a Lashon of a Babli, it's a Lashon of the Yerushalmi, little by little. You don't usually see using a word mentioned in the Yerushalmi barely any times, Stamin and Sefer of an Acharon, but as he says, I guess the Meshech Chachma probably knew Yerushalmi, not like I know the back of my hand, but much, much better than I know the back of my hand. So all Berachas HaMazon was nitkan on the building of the Jewish people, and we're built little by little. As the Merkaznikim say, Kima Kima, also based on the Yerushalmi. That's how the Gula comes. Tzibisalach, Tzibisalach. Be'etz ba'ashgacha, with the finger of God's divine providence. V'zeh ba'ashgacha pratis b'man b'midbar. So in the midbar we have the manna. V'nizdakhu nafshoysam kol arboim shana. And their souls were purified for 40 years. V'lamdu muskalos elokim. And they learned godly wisdom. K'ma'amarim lanid latar lo'ochlehem man. Torah was given to those who ate the man. V'haya lehem aretz. And then we came to Eretz Yisrael. We had Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Yerushalayim, Merkaz Ha'aretz. And we had the center of the land, the heart of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Or Beis HaMikdash, Yishachan Shmo Olav, and the Beis HaMikdash in which God's name resided. V'snaig b'misim ritzufim tamit. Like it says in the Beis HaMikdash, Asara nisim nasu lavasenu b'Beis HaMikdash. And Asara nisim nasu lavasenu, that's in Avos Hei. And in the Pirkei Derabbi, and Avos Derabbi Nosson, Asara Nisim Nasul Avosenu B'Yerushalayim. You know, during my shiur, I rarely quote David Ben Gurion, but I'm assuming that he made his tikkun wherever he went, and now he's in a good place, I'm hoping. Hope only good for Yiddish and Neshamas. So he used to, his line was that if you're in Israel and you don't believe in miracles, you're not a realist. To be a realist in Eretz Yisrael is to believe in miracles. Eretz Yisrael is a place of miracles to this day. So many miracles happening that we're still here. It's mamish unbelievable. Surrounded not by 70 wolves, but by hundreds of millions of people who want to swallow us alive. Here we are, Nisim Ritzufim Tamit. Amnam Hatov Ha'Meitiv Tiknu Al Kiyom Ha'Uma Bodedes B'Mu'adea Lios Olechas B'Gol Azel Paim Shana. Ah! Tov Ha'Meitiv is for the existence of the nation. This lonely nation, ki am levadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yischashav. We're in the galus already for 2,000 years. It's been long. It's been bitter. It's been rough. I always say, being a Jew, 5,000 years, and not a quiet moment. And we're still here in our spirit, in our splendor, and in our glory. It's too bad we can't have music in the background. It'd be great. Based on the pasuk in Yeshayo Nandala Yudzayin, it says, "Kol kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach," which the Metzudas David says means, כל כלי זין אשר יחדדו בשבילך להילחם בך לא יצלח. זה הלפנשט. All weapons that they sharpen to wage war against you will not be successful. Amos. Making a lot of weapons and we're still here. V'ne'achar ha'chorban chashvu ki kiyuma bilti afshari. After the Churban, we thought, how are we going to exist? V'asila lichlos v'ligdod ki'atsoanim v'lo teferes adam. We're going to be like those gypsies just wandering around. How are we going to last? Like that famous story of Rivka Hanuman, who was once in Rome. He's probably fundraising. He's fundraised a lot of places. And he had a Talmud there who was studying medicine, I believe. He called him up late at night. He says, you have to come pick me up. I need to go somewhere with you. What's so late at night? So he goes, picks him up, takes him to Shar Titus. And there's a picture of Titus going, taking away the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash on the gate. And the Panovich Rav said, look where you are. And we're still here. We're still here. All the nations, they all ask any American today where he comes from 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years, they don't know. Maybe the guy will tell you, yeah, my grandmother came over from Sicily in Italy. My grandmother came from Poland, from Russia, from Africa, wherever it is. Sweden. But now it's just a conglomeration of many different nations, and nobody knows, and I don't really think people care. What happened 500 years ago, 800 years ago, 1,000 years ago, today. But the Jewish people, we're still here. And we still know that we're here. And that is amazing. All the other empires, they just dissipated into nothing. And we, this little people, what are you? Look at the average Jew. What's an average Jew? Think of a 68-year-old guy, you know what I mean? A short man. You know, with his pants, you know, a little bit higher than the average person, maybe keeps his pants, you know. I think again, 68-year-old man. I'll be there myself, and hopefully in 19 years, but maybe he has a big nose, maybe he has thick glasses, maybe he's bald. You know, it doesn't look like such an intimidating figure. Probably speaks a couple languages. Yiddish, maybe English, Hebrew, French. Whatever it is. Maybe smarter than average. They say the smartest ethnic group in the world are Ashkenazi Jews. Kach lefi Wikipedia. And, you know, he has a business. My grandfather sold textiles, my other grandfather sold diamonds. Jews were always selling things. The Goyim didn't let us do a lot of professions, so had to get by somehow. A lot of Jews own bars. I have one grandfather a great grandfather who owned a bar. That was only, I saw a picture of him. He's got a hoiche yarmulke. He's got a high yarmulke with a big beard and payas. Very serious looking Jew, but that was the only way they allowed him to make a living. So he needed to eat. He wouldn't have eaten, we wouldn't be listening to this shir, I wouldn't be here. But believe me, I'm just one of countless descendants, and the least chashuv of all of them. The least. I just thank Hashem for giving me life. In any event, so those are the Jews, and the Rebbetzin, you know, she's in the kitchen, wearing her tichel, preparing some food. And well, you know, we're not a strong, intimidating people, you know, we don't have, like the Goyim walk around scared of us. Like the old Jackie Mason line. That Israel has the best army in the world. But you talk about individual Jews? You know, that five Jews are standing at the street corner, and today you're not allowed to say this anymore, but this is in the 1980s when things were less politically correct. Yeah, they're standing on a street corner, and, you know, a few scary black guys are walking down the street. The Jews are really scared. What are we going to do? The black guys are coming. But have you ever seen a bunch of black guys standing at the street corner? And they say, "Oh, what are we going to do? A bunch of Jews are coming. We're not scary. Black people are very nice. Love them. Be nice to them. We're all descended from Mother Mauritian." But despite the fact that we're not so intimidating, you know, we have a lot in the brains, but not so much in the biceps. We're still here. It's amazing. The Ivitz calls it, and this is about 400 years ago. It's a nace greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. That the Jewish people are still here. All the Nisan. It's mind-boggling. And then the state of Israel, how they were surrounding, you know, how it was born. The Arabs just wanted to wipe us out completely. The Holocaust almost wiped us out. The Arabs are wanting to wipe us out. The Jews barely knew how to, a bunch of Eastern European Jews, they didn't know which way to hold a gun. Rav Amital is the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Har Etzion. He said he was appointed an officer, not a regular soldier, because he knew how to hold a gun. That was what gave him the the status. That was all he could do. Because other people, the regular soldiers, didn't even know how to hold a gun. It's just a miracle. A miracle that we made it. They wanted to wipe us out. In 67, they wanted to wipe us out. In 73, it was Anwar Sadat, that great man of peace, who said, we're going to line the Jerusalem-Tel Aviv highway with Jewish skeletons. Where is Sadat now and where are we? Come on. So it's a nace. Kashero ki bebeitar lo nosho ade malchus bar ben kochva. We're back inside. In Beitar they saw they weren't saved by the malchus of bar kochva. Shigdole olam hayu mutayim bo. They made a mistake. It says in Medrash Eicha, darach kochav miyakov atikri kochav ala koizev. Rabbi Chiba kad v'chamilei lahadein bar koizvav omer hainu malka mashicha. So don't read Kochav, which is a star, which is King Messiah, but read Koizev. That it was false. That's why they called him Bar Koziva. When Rabbi Kiva saw him, he said, this is Melech HaMashiach. It's not mashma like that in the Gemara, but the Rambam says that Dimu Rabbi Kiva, Roiv Chachma Yisrael. Moshe Shapiro and others say they didn't really make a mistake. It really was Roi to be Mashiach. They just weren't Zoicha. But however you learn it, in the end, he wasn't Mashiach. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Torta answered Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, first name basis, Yalu Asavim b'lechayayich v'adayin eino bo. Not happening. It's not Bar Kochva. Grass should grow on your cheeks, and he hasn't yet come. Wasn't time yet. Now it's time. It's Hashem. Ot shayin. Amnam kashero ki yomen melech hasarecha v'nigzer aleim kvura k'damru Yerushalmi tainis. When they saw Melech of Chesed, and he was Gozer Aleim Kvura, like it says in Yerushalmi and Tainus. What's that Yerushalmi? Kerem Godo Hoya Ladrinus Arosha. Shmona Sar Mil at Shmona Sar Mil. Kmo Mitveria Litzipori. 18 mil to 18 mil, like Tveria to Tzipori. In a big vineyard, ve'kifu geder meruge beitar. Ah, so it was the goyim who surrounded us with the dead bodies, like we asked before. Lo gozer leim sheikaber at she'aman melech echa acher ve'gozer leim sheikaber. So he didn't allow them to be buried, and then another melech did allow them to be buried. Hevinu ki Yisrael sechel ben shivim zevim. This is like a sign from Shemayim that you're going to last. You're here to stay. You're like one sheep among 70 wolves. Through the Malchi Chesed, you're going to get new strength. And they're going to be all these galayam. They're going to be all these waves that are coming to drown them away. The spirit of the wind is going to come and calm it down. Through the rulers that are going to do chesed for Am Yisrael. It's all from Hashem. People say, Trump good, Trump bad. The consensus in the religious community is he's good for the Jewish people. We have to remember that Trump, anything nice you say about him, he's just a puppet. He's a puppet in Hashem's hands. Halge mayim lev melech biyad Hashem. El kol asher yachbot ziyatenu. So God has him do what he has to do. It's biyad Hashem. So God is running the show. If he does something nice, you say thank you. Thank you for being Hashem's kli, for being Hashem's puppet. But at the end of the day, it's just puppetry. And the hand of Hashem is filled with chesed. And we made it. We said the last golos is in America. And you see, America has been quite kind to the Jews. To make an understatement. L'chein tiknu ha-toiv ha-meitiv al kiyum ha-umah. Therefore, there was a takana ha-toiv ha-meitiv for the existence of the Am Yisrael. When we kiyum ha-umah, pili lamadu, kinemnu, divrei nevienu, divrei ha-vesenu, asher nechilenu lenu morasha, ba-emunas oiman, kol ha-noga, alokis, bevinyan, Yerushalayim v'aretz. From the amazing, wondrous existence of Am Yisrael, we learn that our Nevi'im were correct. Tova Meitiv is that we still exist. That's God's way of showing I'm with you. I'm going to give your bodies kvura. I haven't forgotten you. And this connects to the earlier brachos. But just like we have the Hanhag Elokis of Binyan Yerushalayim V'aretz, this is referring, not as one of the Mefarshim Meshech Chachma says, this is referring to the Gemara. But the Gemara says that it doesn't say Malchus in the earlier brachas. It doesn't say Brachat Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam B'nei Brachim of Yerushalayim, Brachat Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Al-Aretz V'Al Hamazon. But we say Malchus in the fourth bracha. Brachat Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. Kelavino Malkeinu Adreinu Reinu Tzenu Kshenu Kshaka Reinu Tzal Hamelech Hatov Meitiv Shkol Shvayt Meitiv Vel Lenu Lenu Chenu Chatzu Rangel Brach Atzal Vishun Apanu Acham Pranu. So three melechs, melech for this bracha, and then Malkeinu, and then Hamelech Hatov Meitiv. So that covers the malchus from the earlier brachas. In other words, the brachas in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, al Eretz v'al Hamazon, because this connects, this bracha connects to those brachas, because those brachas were kiyum ha'umah b'derech neis, and this being in Galus is also kiyum ha'umah b'derech neis. L'chein ala yayin tiknu ha'tov ha'meitiv, ki zemi pilos tamim deyim, asher umah kazu b'nimusim ka'ela asher osar lehem achitun, Moshem ra'akwa Galsa Yehuda. So we have these laws. We're not allowed to marry goyim, and the wine is what separates us. And the wine reminds us of this separation we have from goyim. Moshem Ra'akar Galsi Yehuda Akam Enam Gol, and says Galsi Yehuda, the Jewish people went to Galus. Well, goyim don't go into Galus. Sometimes also goyim go into Galus. You never think about that. Goyim going into Galus. They also go into Galus. They're also exiled from their land. El Alf Pisha Golim. Says there ain't galusim galus. Akum shochem mipitam b'shosim yenam ain't galusim galus. Like shol sheinam ochem pitam b'shosim yenam galusim galus. So one guy goes to one group of goyim goes to another group of goyim. So they're home. You see these goyim, they move around. They go to Topeka, Kansas. They go to Wichita. They go to Ohio. They go to Idaho. They go here. They go there. Sadan darachadu. Goyim here. They're going there. They're gonna find goyim. They don't need the Jews. We all go to the same place. So we need our communities. And when we're sent into Galus and we're living amongst the Gentiles, so that's a real Galus. Goy doesn't say, oh, now I'm living among Goyim. You were living among Goyim before. We can't eat their bread, we can't drink their wine. We sell shim noga akon bieno aser lalishtos. Goy touches Jewish wine, he can't drink it. Midyech koso gimel pa'amim. Moshe Rahman. Wash the cup. Haman said the Lashon Hara that if a fly falls in their cup, if they get rid of the fly and they drink it. That's not true. If a fly falls into my cup, the whole thing is going in the sink. And but if the king touches their cup, they throw it on the ground, they don't drink it. So we're really separate. Despite our separatism, probably due to our separatism, we're Miskayim Begola. That's the tztaka, like it says in Pesachim Samu Zayin on the base. Tztaka asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael shepizran lebein ha'umos. God did a tztaka for us. He scattered us amongst the nations, and therefore we survive. They knock us off over here. We always exist somewhere else. Want to kill all the Jews wherever you go? I'm saying that today in Germany there's loads of Jews. Russia, there are loads of Jews. I mean, we're all over. I wouldn't want necessarily to live in Germany, but they have nice kehilos there. I'm sure a lot of nice people, but I hope they all be zocher to come back to Eretz Yisrael. You know, there's 450,000 Jews just in I don't know if in all of California or just in Silicon Valley. We just scattered around, and we're Miskayim Begola, and that's and this wine symbolizes our Gullus. As we go to Gullus, we're not drinking their wine. We're really in Gullus. We're separate. We have to be separate from our surroundings. He continues about Balabais Yodel Hafkid Kalev. God knows where to put his kalim, and in the end, God's going to take out those kalim and redeem us. He quotes here the Tana de Belial and Perek Yud in the footnotes. You can see the Medrash. V'shchina golsei maim, and the Shechina went into Golos with them. L'soke chaleim begadfindilei, to shield it with its wings. U'kavod Hashem yisbarach yisaleh, and that's the kavod of Hashem. May His name be elevated. So we say, in short, Hatov Ameitiv. Remembering Harugei Beitar, which is a symbol of our existence in the Golus, which relates to the earlier brachas, which talk about our existence in Eretz Yisrael with Nisim, our existence in Golus similarly with Nisim, and therefore, when we bench, we're not just talking about our little food over here. We're talking about big stuff. We're talking about our Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, our existence. And then in the bracha Hatov Ameitiv, our existence even in the Golus, and also make Hatov Ameitiv on wine, remembering that Ruge Beitar, because that also symbolizes our existence in Golus. And we should be Zelcha, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yigalos Anu Sof Sof B'Mehera, Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom Sivitis and Most Beloved Friends.